From Washington, this is VOA News. European monitors captured in Ukraine say they are well. South Korea's prime minister offers to resign over the ferry disaster. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A group of European monitors detained by pro-Russia insurgents in eastern Ukraine appeared in public Sunday, offering assurances they are not being mistreated. With armed rebels watching as negotiators were trying to secure their release, the leader of the monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, German Colonel Axel Schneider, said they are in good health.
Our presence here in Slovyansk is for sure a political instrument for the decision makers here in the region and the possibility to use it for negotiations.
The OSCE sent a team of negotiators to eastern Ukraine to meet with the self-proclaimed mayor of Slovyansk about freeing the military monitors, and one Swedish observer was released. The United States says new Western economic sanctions against Russia for its involvement in Ukraine will target Moscow's defense industry and companies with close links to President Vladimir Putin. Speaking on U.S. news show Sunday, Deputy National Security Advisor Tony Blinken said that starting this week, the latest sanctions would exert what he called additional pressure on the corporate officials closest to Mr. Putin and the companies they control. Earlier sanctions targeted some banking activities and other corporate officials close to Mr. Putin. President Obama held talks with Malaysia's prime minister Sunday on the third leg of a four-nation tour of Asia. Prime Minister Najib Razak expressed his gratitude for American help in the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Mr. Obama pledged to continue providing all the assistance possible in the search for the plane, now missing for 7 weeks. The two leaders said they also agreed to cooperate on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact and the Nuclear Proliferation Security Initiative, both of which Malaysia has opposed in the past. President Obama arrives Monday in the Philippines, where officials of the two countries will sign a new 10-year security pact that will allow for a larger U.S. security presence. Mr. Obama's two-day trip to Manila is the final stop in his Asia tour, which also included Japan and South Korea. South Korean President Park Geun-hye's office says she will accept her prime minister's resignation, but not until the Sewol ferry disaster is brought under control. Prime Minister Chung Hung-won resigned following a public uproar over his government's response to the April 16th ferry disaster that left more than 300 people dead or missing. A somber-looking Mr. Chung announced his resignation in a brief televised address after bowing to a group of South Korean reporters. He said, "Keeping my post is too great a burden on the administration." Saudi authorities confirm 10 more deaths from the mysterious MERS virus, putting the death toll since the disease was first discovered to 102. 8 deaths were reported Sunday after 2 on Saturday. The nation's health ministry says MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, was first found in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago. The international watchdog charged with getting chemical weapons out of Syria is calling on the government to hand over its remaining materials. Sigrid Kaag, special coordinator of the joint mission of the United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, told a news conference in Damascus on Sunday that more than 92% of Syria's chemicals have been removed from the country or destroyed so far.
I strongly encourage the authorities to complete the job as soon as possible in the proximity of Syria's own internal deadline of 27th of April, so the 30th of June deadline can be met.
Washington and its Western allies blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces for unleashing the nerve agent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rejecting comments made by Palestinian leader President Mahmoud Abbas, in which he called the Holocaust the most heinous crime of modern history. Mr. Abbas's statement was published Sunday by the Palestinian official news agency. Mr. Netanyahu said the leader was simply making statements designed to placate global public opinion. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.